How long are we supposed to wait? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here comes another big fight over taxes and who should pay more. It's an important question because, according to Consumer Reports, consumers still aren't spending.
People, really, when they have a few extra dollars to spare, are really putting that money to paying down past credit card debt.
Yes, it's a disastrous outbreak of personal responsibility. Consumers won't spend until the jobs come back, and the government's attempts to create those jobs have fallen pathetically short. So what's left? Keeping taxes low on the middle class, says the president. As it stands now, if Congress does nothing, everybody's federal taxes go up at the end of the year. Bad idea, says the president. He would keep middle-class tax rates the same and try to control the debt by letting taxes float back up only for families making more than $250,000 a year on grounds they can afford it. But that's an even worse idea, say the opponents, because that punishes the job creators. Dumbest thing you could do during a recession. So the stage is set for another fight between two sides who both could be selling us BS because we don't know who's right. But we could find out. If it's true that the job creators need tax cuts to create jobs, set a deadline. Let them prove it. The tax cuts are still there. They've been there for 9 years. So suppose we say if the job creators can create 1 million new jobs by Election Day, they keep the tax cut. If not, then you'd have to say, if a tax cut isn't working after 9 years, how long are we supposed to wait? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.